Hello, and welcome to Homeschool Day at Newton's Thrills and Chills Amusement Park. The theme for today is learning about how things move. All the rides here at Newton's are great examples of force and motion. What should we ride first? I know. Let's go ride the carousel while we talk about what motion and force are. Pick your favorite horse and climb on up. While we wait for the carousel to start, we are not moving, so we are not in motion. Motion is the change in position of an object. Oh, it's starting up! There are many different types of motion. In what ways are we moving on this carousel? We're going around in a circle, and the horse you're sitting on is going in an up and down motion. Objects can also move straight forward or backward, or even in a zigzag pattern. Motion is measured by an object's direction and speed. We are going in a forward direction, and I would say we're going at a slow speed. Would you agree? Lots of rides here at Newton's move in other directions and go much faster. Let's hop off the carousel and go find something else to ride. I hope you brought a change of clothes, because we're going to go down that tall water slide. Let's climb the stairs to the top while we talk about force. An object in motion can't change its type of motion without a force acting on it. Force is a push or a pull that causes an object to change its state of motion. If an object is already in motion, force can change its direction or speed. We say force is applied to an object, which means that the object is being pushed or pulled in some way by a force. It's your turn for the slide. Go ahead and sit down at the top. Are you moving yet? You're not, because no force has been applied to your body. I'm going to give you a gentle push to get you going. I'll go down right behind you. See you at the bottom. I applied a pushing force to your body to put you in motion down the slide. Now hold my hand, and I will pull you to the stairs so we can get out. See? There's another kind of force, pulling. Did you enjoy the rush of the slide? When I pushed you to go down the slide and pulled you to get out at the end, my hand made contact with or touched you. Force can be applied through contact, but there are also forces that work without touching. One of those forces, called gravity, is at work in almost every ride here at the park. Look at the drop and stop ride over there. See how those people are dangling from their chairs up at the top and the ride is not moving yet? As soon as the clamps holding the ride at the top let go, a force called gravity will pull the ride toward the earth without anything actually touching the ride. Every object has a gravitational force, but objects with more mass usually have more gravity. The earth has a lot of gravitational pull because it is so big and its material is packed tightly together. Gravity is the force that keeps us from floating away into space. Gravity even helped you go down the water slide faster. Would you like to ride the sky buckets across those wires to the other side of the park? I'll tell you why we named our park Newton's Thrills and Chills. Our amusement park is named after a very smart scientist named Isaac Newton, who studied force and motion a lot in his lifetime. He defined three main ways that force and motion always behave. He called them laws of motion. The first law says that when an object is in motion, like this sky bucket moving forward along these high wires, it will keep going in the same direction and speed unless a force changes what the object is doing. As we come to the end of the sky bucket line, What will stop us from moving forward and help us come to a gentle stop at the other end? Brakes at the top of the sky bucket will clamp down and rub against the wire to slow us down and stop our forward motion. This is a rubbing force called friction. Baseball is another example of force affecting motion. When a batter hits a ball high into the sky, the ball will keep going forever if its state of motion isn't changed by someone's glove pushing back on the ball as it's caught, or by gravity pulling it back down to earth. Let's go find another ride. Look, there's the train that goes around the park. It's not moving right now. Do you think you could make it move if you pushed it with all your strength? Probably not. What about the empty stroller sitting over by the train station? You could definitely set it in motion by pushing it, because it's much smaller and lighter. Newton's second law says that objects with more mass, which is the amount of material they're made of, require bigger forces to move. Objects that have less mass, like the stroller, need less force to move. Also, the more force you apply to something, the higher the acceleration or rate of movement. If you pushed the empty stroller really hard, it would move very quickly down the sidewalk. Let's try out the bumper cars. They're perfect for showing you Newton's third law. When our bumper cars hit each other, they both bounce backward away from each other. Newton said that every action or force causes an equal and opposite reaction to happen. If our cars had hit each other gently, they would have bounced off each other only a little bit. The harder they hit each other, the farther backwards they will bounce. Here's another example. Earth's gravity pulls you towards the center of the planet. But what keeps you from actually falling all the way to the center? The ground pushes back at you with an equal force, keeping you safely standing on the surface. Speaking of standing, do you want to go stand in line for the roller coaster? All three of Newton's laws about force and motion come together to make this roller coaster a fast, thrilling ride. Gravity is keeping us in our seats, and the seats are pushing back against us so we don't sink through them. In a moment, the motion from the chains along the tracks will use a pulling force to move us up that big hill. Ready for the big drop? Gravity will take over and pull us down the big hill, and our speed will be fast enough to keep us moving over other hills and around loops until we reach the end. And because our coaster car has lots of mass, big brakes are needed to create the friction that will slow us down at the end. Everything on Earth is able to start moving, keep moving, change direction, and stop because of force and motion. I'm so glad force and motion exist, because without them, we wouldn't have just spent this exciting day at Newton's Thrills and Chills. I hope you come back again soon.